From the Harvard Media News Center, this is Cruise News.
What a great way to start the morning with some Motley Crue. This is Jimmy Grant is not here this week. He is moving, so I am doing the news. Sit back and relax. Protests over the carbon price hike halt traffic across Canada. So as everyone knows, I talked about it on the news yesterday with the plan of increasing the carbon price across the board. We had protesters blocking the streets across Canada at the borders and everywhere. And I understand protesting. I really do. But the problem with protesting like this, where you're blocking the streets and blocking, you know, some of the major thoroughfares, is you're interfering with other people's right to work. Like you're preventing people from going to work. I get it. We all need to protest. We need to, you know, have our thoughts known. But when you're affecting other people and their ability to make money, I don't totally agree with that. That's just my opinion. But yeah, the protests were going throughout the day yesterday, and there were a lot of signs where they were echoing Poilievre's axe the tax slogans and spike the hike. And it's good that people are protesting, but you shouldn't have to affect other people's jobs.
95.7 Cruise FM.
This is Jimmy Grant is not here this week. He is coming back next week for sure. He's just moving. He's got to move, him and his 27 kids and all his animals into this new acreage that they're moving to. So it's just me. We've got a lot of stuff going on the show today. I've got a concert announcement around the 8 o'clock hour with tickets, and I'm giving away tickets all week. And we have to also this morning, I didn't have time to do it yesterday. We have to pick a movie for Jimmy at the movies. I am trying to find a movie from 1988. So we do need your help with that. And also don't forget about Show Us Your Crack. If you want a $250 gift card to Glass Masters, all you need to do is take a picture of the crack on your windshield. We don't want to see your crack. We want to see your windshield's crack. Please, I don't want to see any more of those pictures. And all you need to do is put it on Twitter or Instagram, and you can just put the hashtag 957CruiseFM, fill my crack, and you could win. We are announcing a winner on Friday, and then also Friday of next week. We've got two more $250 gift cards to give away, and I've got a lot of cool stuff. We're going to have a topic coming up in a bit, and I think this might get people talking, so stay tuned.
They are Grant Johnson and James P. White, but we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Jimmy is gone all... No, wait. Jimmy is right here. Grant is gone all week, and he is moving. But I have an interesting topic for you. So I read an article the other day about Leonardo DiCaprio. He was giving his two cents on the BC salmon farms and how... we should get rid of them and all that kind of stuff. And I find that a lot of celebrities that delve into stuff that's really, you know, especially if they don't live here, they should keep their nose out of stuff. Because Leonardo DiCaprio not only was dealing with that, but I know he was protesting the oil sands. Neil Young was comparing the oil sands to Hiroshima. Jane Fonda was all these celebrities are so annoying that the way they delve into our way of life. And who is the most annoying celebrity in your mind that does a lot of stuff like that? If you have any ideas, shoot me a text, 780-989-0957.
From the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
Last night, the Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 6-4. The Jets beat the Kings 4-3, and the Vancouver Canucks. Actually, the Vancouver Canucks have clinched a playoff spot. And you know, I was reading that the Canucks for playoff tickets, they're selling for the cheap seats for nosebleed for the first home game, $500. That's for a first round. Holy smokes, that's insane. I'm never going to a playoff game ever in my life. The Blues beat the Oilers 3-2 in overtime, and the Oil play the Stars tomorrow at 7:30, and the Astros beat the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jays home opener is April the 8th at Rogers Center. I definitely want to watch that on TV.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So it's just Jimmy, as I've said. Grant will be back next week. And I got some really interesting texts on most annoying celebrities, especially, you know, delving into everything. We got Whoopi in The View, Tom Hanks, Leonardo DiCaprio, James Cameron, Bill Gates, and another statement I'm not going to say over the radio because I don't want to lose my job. I've also got Alec Baldwin, and it's actually pretty good. There's a lot of really annoying celebrities out there, and that's just a list. If you do have any other celebrities that you want to shoot us, shoot me a note, 780-989-0957. Annoying celebrities that drive you insane.
From the Harvard Media News Center, this is Cruise News.
This is Jimmy again. I'm here all week. Grant is moving, but he will be back Monday. The next two stories that I have for this one and for the 8 o'clock are a little more positive. I've been really kind of negative with the news lately with all the tax increases and stuff like that. But let's be a little bit more positive. A tactical helicopter flies past the ledge grounds, marking the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force. You know, that's really cool. The Air Force has been around for over 100 years. They do this flyby, and you know, that's really cool. It's a part of a ceremony celebrating the Royal Canadian Air Force, and the Air Force was originally founded in about 100 years ago, as I said, to protect and serve Canadian freedoms, local and on a global level. And today the Air Force, the Royal Canadian Air Force, provide air defense, marine patrol, search and rescue, air mobility, aerospace control, and so much stuff. You know, I love it when we celebrate our armed forces. It doesn't matter which branch of it. You know, I'm really proud to be Canadian, and having our armed forces is something to be proud of. So a salute to the Canadian Air Force was yesterday. Right after Nickelback, I am picking a movie for Jimmy at the movies. So we need to pick a movie from 1988. So if you have any ideas, shoot me a text, 780-989-0957.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Just to give, again, it's just Jimmy here. Grant's gone for the week. But just give you a little bit of a background of this year for Jimmy at the movies is, in November is my 50th birthday. So we, for this year, we are doing 50 years of movies with Jimmy. And we've been going up in years. Right now, we're in 1988. And some of the suggestions that we've got are actually pretty cool. We got Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, Mississippi Burning, Great Outdoors, Young Guns. And we've got Bull Durham, Rain Man. And Great Outdoors has come in a couple times. There's so many to choose from. There's a movie I haven't seen in a really long time that maybe might be worth checking out. I'm going to do a Mississippi Burning. I think that would be one to check out. So I will be giving you the review for that one on Monday.
From the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
With the sports, the Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 6-4 last night. The Jets beat the Kings 4-3. And since the Vancouver Canucks have clinched a playoff spot, the tickets are already selling. And so the cheapest seat right now for the first home game is $500 a seat for nosebleeds. That's insane. I don't think I would ever see a playoff game for that much money. The Blues beat the Oilers 3-2 in overtime, and the Oil play the Stars tomorrow at 7:30, and the Astros beat the Blue Jays 10-0. And the Blue Jays home opener is April the 8th in Rogers Center. That's next Monday.
This is a short minute with Jimmy.
So I don't know if you missed it yesterday. So I had Terry, Trish, and Shanks from FUBAR here in the studio, and I kind of pulled a bit of April Fool's prank on them. I told them at first that I was going to wanted to go on tour with them, got them bickering back and forth, and they were kind of really mad at each other, and then I told them happy April Fool's. It was such a great time having them here. They're such great people. If you did not see the video, it's up on all our social media, and you can also find it on our YouTube page and our website. If you do need a link to see it, I can shoot you the link address, and you can take a look at it. I had so much fun. Coming up right after this song, I'm going to be doing news, and right after the news, got a huge concert announcement with a ticket giveaway. Stay tuned and listen for that.
From the Harvard Media News Center, this is Cruise News.
This is Jimmy. Again, Grant is gone for the week, and you know, I told you in the last news that I was going to keep the last two stories quite positive, and this is a good story. Ottawa unveils a $1 billion dollars for a national school food program. So they are pledging over the next 5 years $1 billion to help a national school food program for people that are struggling, you know, with the rising grocery costs. You know, we got to make sure that, you know, kids are eating a healthy meal at schools and stuff like that. And I think this is a really good program. And, you know, they're unveiling all these new initiatives that they're doing coming forward because of the budget coming out on the 18th. But the NDP say the initiative should have been rolled out way before the 2024 budget, which, as I said, comes out in April 16th. But Canada is the only G7 country that does not have a national school food program. And right in 2 seconds, I'm doing the concert announcement, so stay tuned. On November 29th, Hart and Backman Turner Overdrive are coming to Rogers Place. And the tickets actually do go on sale on the 5th, so that looks like it's Friday. And this looks like a really good show. These are going to be beat the box office tickets. I'm giving them away for the rest of the week. So how you can win these tickets is this. Taking Care of Business, the Locker Room actually wrote a parody. What was it called? Text that in to 780-989-0957, and you could win a pair of those tickets. So I did get a winner for the tickets for Hart and BTO. And we will be giving tickets away for the rest of the week. And Liam was our winner. He did the correct name. I can't say it totally over the air, but those who text in Taking Care of Jimmy was close, but not really. It involves a word I'm not allowed to say on the radio. So we do have tickets for the rest of the week. So keep listening with us.
This is the all-new Cruise Mornings.
Okay,
with Grant and Jimmy. This is a short minute with Jimmy.
So a short minute with Jimmy, if you don't know what it is, it's basically all of this stuff I used to do before, Star Wars news, nerd news, all that kind of stuff. But I get to choose what's here. And this is my show today, baby, because Grant is not here. I am talking the Bad Batch. So they actually had in the previous episode, episode 9, it was called The Harbinger. They brought back Asajj Ventress. If you don't know who she is, she was a Sith assassin during the Clone Wars. And she ended up turning to the dark side towards the end of the Clone Wars. She used to have two lightsabers. Now she's down to one, but she's no longer on the Sith side. She's on the light side with the yellow lightsaber. I thought it was really cool. Like this Bad Batch, this is supposed to be the last season, and I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoyed the episode. The next thing coming up for Star Wars of a big project that's not animated is in June, they're bringing in the Acolyte. So I get excited about small things like Ventress, but that's just me.
95.7 Cruise FM.
So as you know, all week I'm here by myself. So Grant is moving into his new plantation in the country. And, you know, a lot of you don't know this about myself, Jimmy, is the fact that when I was a kid, I really loved, you know, a lot of aspects of science, biology, chemistry, astronomy, all that kind of stuff. And this is actually great, cool news. So on April 8th, you can either go to the Blue Jays home opener, or you can actually, NASA is sharing their eclipse information that they're getting from the solar eclipse on April the 8th, and they're prepared to share it with other scientific discovery, other scientists, other research groups, as well as you can find some of this information on their website. I think that's really cool. You know, being able to see and hear, see the research unfiltered, and you can get all that kind of stuff. I really like that. That's awesome that they're opening that up and you have a chance to check it out. I might really do it because I, as I said, I was a huge science nerd when I was a kid, and learning about space and the solar eclipse, because it's not, you're not supposed to look at it. You need special eye protection when you're looking at the solar eclipse because it could burn your eyes out. So you don't necessarily want to do that. So you could check out the NASA website and you'd be able to see pictures or whatever kind of research that they have. That is awesome.
From the Harvard Media Sports Cage, this is Cruise Sports.
In the NHL, the Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 6-4. The Jets beat the Kings 4-3. The Vancouver Canucks, they have a playoff spot, and they. But the funny thing is, I was reading on that the Canucks playoff tickets are on sale now, and the least expensive ticket is $500. That's for nosebleeds for the first home game. That's insane, and the. Blues beat the Oilers 3-2 in overtime, and the Oilers play the Stars tomorrow at 7:30. The Astros beat the Blue Jays 10-0, and the Blue Jays home opener is April the 8th at Rogers Center. That's a perfect day to go and watch the game at a bar. Why not? Day drinking. Who knew?
They are Grant Johnson and James P. White, but we call them Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
95.7 Cruise FM and Glass Masters Auto Glass want you to show us your crack, your cracked windshield, that is. Please don't send any other pictures. If you post a picture of your cracked windshield to your Twitter or Instagram and use the hashtag 957 fill my crack, and you could win a $250 gift certificate for replacing your windshield. You're running out of time. We are giving one away this week. That's April 5th on Friday, and we are announcing a winner, our last one, on April the 12th. If you want a new windshield, send us your picture and we can get you one. You could have a chance to win. And you can find details about that and anything else that you hear on Cruise FM. If you go to our website, 957cruisefm.ca, you can find videos of, you know, Grant and I. We have our own little page. You can find all our new videos or any other of the personalities on this program. You can find concert details like the Heart and BTO concert coming up. You can find all that stuff on 957cruisefm.ca. Check it out, and you can find some new stuff.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So Grant is out of the office this week. He is moving. He will be back on Monday, so you're just stuck with me for the rest of the week. And this break is actually going to be a little bit about Trump. Actually, it's all about Trump. But Truth Social, so if you don't know what Truth Social is, Trump has his own social media group that he started shortly after he got kicked off of block from Twitter a few years back before Elon Musk bought Twitter. So his actually the stock for Truth Social has actually dropped over the last few weeks, and it is actually it's shrank his net worth by almost $1 billion. Like that's a huge hit for Trump. But funny thing about Truth Social is earlier in the week, I think it was even on the weekend, Trump actually shared a video on his Truth Social of Biden hogtied in the back of a pickup truck. And like he shared that. So the former president of the United States posted shared a video of the current president being hogtied in the back of the truck during a presidential race. I don't know how smart of an idea that is, but it's very, it's a Trump move. He does a lot of stuff that shocks a lot of people, but that's the funny thing about him. He keeps people talking. He does stuff like this to get attention, and people are talking about him. Whether it's positive or negative, people are talking about him. And that's what makes this, Trump so fascinating that, you know, again, positive or negative, I'm talking about him right now, and he's not even my president. I find that quite fascinating.
Only the greatest hits in the morning. Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Those aren't pillows.
This is Jimmy. Grant is gone. He's actually going to be upset because this movie that I'm about to talk about, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, is actually one of Grant's favorites. And Steve Martin was doing a documentary and he was talking about it. It's called A Documentary in Two Pieces. And he was talking about him working with John Candy, and he got very emotional about it. And, you know, a lot of people look at Steve Martin, and I've heard a number of times that he is a bit of a jerk to work with. But the thing is, you know, him getting emotional talking about John Candy, everybody loved John Candy. He was a great guy. He's been in tons of movies. And, you know, he passed away way too young. And he is Canadian, too. So that makes it even better. And just the fact that Steve Martin was getting emotional about it is John Candy has touched so many people. And a lot of people get emotional when talking about it. And I'm actually looking forward to taking a look at this documentary. Again, it's called Documentary in Two Pieces. And if when it comes out, I will let you know because I'm trying to figure out when it comes out. But when it does, I will actually give a personal review of it. But actually, it is streaming on Apple TV right now. So I'm going to go check it out when I get home.
All new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, this is Jimmy. Grant's not here. One thing I do outside of here is I wrestle for Monster Pro Wrestling. And I've had a lot of people text in if I'm going to the show this week. I'm not. For one main reason. At the last couple shows, I've had a really big clashing with Massive Damage. This last time, I was the ref of his match. And that dude punched me in the face with brass knuckles because I didn't agree with what he wanted to do. He has just lost his mind lately, and you know, I need to take a break. I need to go where it's safe, and I'm going to be talking a little bit more about it tomorrow when I share a short video of how I got smacked in the face with brass knuckles. So no, I won't be going to this upcoming event, and blame him.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
I put this on the list of things that you should not be doing naked. There's a group of naturists, which, by the way, are different than nudists. Don't get the two of them confused. Nudists and naturists, different people. And it's like a philosophical reason, too. Nudists enjoy getting naked for the thrill of it. They just like to woo, let it all hang out. Naturists, however, believe that life should be lived naked, that that's the correct way to be. Everything should be naked and one with the earth. I learned that today. Anyways, there's a group that's gone viral because they are a naturist group holding a balls-out bowling event. That's what they call it.
Bowling?
So naked bowling. Again, can I put this on the list of activities you should be clothed to do? Why do these naturists always choose the worst activities to be naked while doing? Riding bikes. No, thank you. Bowling. Cooking bacon. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But bowling, you're lifting heavy things, a lot of grunting. Things are swinging around. You might get it caught in between the two balls when they come back. You're eating messy chicken fingers. Not for me.
95.7 Cruise FM.
This is Jimmy Grant is gone for today, for the rest of the week. And in case you missed it, we had a big concert announcement this morning. Hart and BT Backman Turner Overdrive are coming to Rogers Place November 29th. If you listen to me for the rest of the week, I will be giving away tickets somewhere around the 8 o'clock hour, so stay tuned for that. And, you know, one thing I wanted to end the show with, as I said, I'm totally by myself until Grant comes back on Monday, but I've got a lot of really interesting texts from people throughout the last couple days that I kind of wanted to read out loud. That Andy guy, I never thought in a million years that you would be the only announcer on the Cruise Morning Show. It's just for this week. Grant is coming back next week. And Derek says, hey, just wanted to say you're doing great today, dude. Byron the trucker says, I like you running solo. And there was a text we got on Thursday that was somewhat negative that I just wanted to say, car guy Will, I'm kicking butt. He goes, leaving Jimmy running things for a week by himself. Wow, you guys are brave. Hey, I'm handling it. We haven't gone off air yet. Nothing has started on fire. So things are going good and it's only Tuesday. I will see you guys tomorrow.